This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Supreme Court's move to overturn Roe v. Wade is laying bare a deep national divide over abortion. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Outside the high court, Lydia Taylor celebrated.
I've been working and praying for the past, 5 years for this day.
Now she wants a push for all states to ban abortion, as she cried tears of joy nearby.
It's terrifying.
Ansley Cole is scared.
Because what are they going to come for next?
Columbia University professor Terry McGovern says a lot of rights are now at risk.
Contraception, I think certainly gay marriage and protections for same-sex relationship.
And others based on the right to privacy.
This decision is a seismic shift in how we understand or how SCOTUS has understood the Constitution.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And following up on the Supreme Court's ending of the constitutional protection for abortion, Democrats in the U.S. Senate are calling for an investigation of tech companies' use of personal data. More from AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
The lawmakers accuse Apple and Google of deceiving millions of mobile phone users by enabling the collection and sale of their personal data to third parties. Privacy experts say now that Roe v. Wade was overturned, it could make women vulnerable because their personal data could be used to surveil pregnancies and shared with police or sold to vigilantes. In a letter to the Federal Trade Commission, the senators said data brokers are already selling and sharing the location information of people that visit abortion providers to anyone with a credit card. They also noted Apple and Google now allow customers to opt out of data tracking, but until recently, it was difficult to do it. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And again, that's Supreme Court's ending of the constitutional protection.